This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our consumer health series, Vital Signs, Fragility Fractures. If you fall from a standing height or less, your body should be able to withstand that without fracturing a bone. So when that happens, it may mean you have osteoporosis. Dr. Joseph Borelli of Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital says a fracture is often the first sign people have of their bones thinning.
Osteoporosis is like a lot of different diseases where it's quite silent, and then something brings it to your attention, like a trip and a fall at home and a subsequent fracture.
This must be quite a major problem if Texas Health Arlington Memorial is set up as a separate program just to address this.
Yes, over 2 million fragility fractures occur each year in this country alone, more than heart attacks, strokes, and new cases of breast cancer combined each year. The most common areas are the hip, the shoulders, and around the ankle.
Why is it that it mainly strikes those three areas?
Well, for the hip, this is a very high-stress area that has a lot of what we call cancellous bone, the soft, spongy bone within the bone. And this is the bone that is most susceptible to osteoporosis.
Why is it that a person with such a fall is considered likely to have another similar kind of fall, maybe within, 1 to 3 years or so?
Well, some people are fallers by nature. Others don't fall, and because the underlying condition hasn't been adequately treated. And one of the mainstays of this program is not only to streamline and care for the fracture, but also try to put ourselves out of business and prevent the next fracture.
So how do you go about doing that?
Nutritional counseling, fall prevention, and of course, the building blocks of good bone, vitamin D, calcium, and when indicated, the need for other medications.
Can you reverse that situation?
You certainly can. Osteoporosis is associated with many different disease states, many different medications. So there are some things you can change. Now, it's also associated with genetics, so therefore there's some things you can't change. But certainly the treatment for osteoporosis can reverse the low bone mineral density and prevent future fractures for sure.
Not trying to stereotype anyone, but I'm assuming this happens most often with older people, maybe those about 50 or so?
Sure. Osteoporosis is much more common in Caucasian females, postmenopausal females, chronically ill patients, those less than 127 pounds, patients who have a genetic predisposition to osteoporosis. 1 in 4 men are likely to sustain a fragility fracture in their lifetime.
What causes osteoporosis?
As a result of hormonal changes that occur as we age, our bone balance gets thrown off. So up until the age of 40, 45, we take away some bone to fix some microtrauma and build the same amount of bone as we go. As we get a little older, the hormonal environment changes, and we take away more bone than we're making, and therefore we end up in a negative bone balance.
So can you prevent this from occurring?
Foundation is calcium and vitamin D, but there are medications on the market that are readily available, relatively inexpensive, that can negatively affect the cells that eat our bones away. And there are other medications on the market that stimulate the cells that make bone.
What can you do to avoid falling?
Probably the number one thing is when you get up, give yourself a second to get your wits about you and make sure you're not dizzy, you're steady, you don't have any cramps, your legs haven't fallen asleep from sitting down. Avoid things like throw rugs, small animals. Keep your hallways and bedrooms lit, the bathroom lit.
Sounds like just a lot of things that we take for granted.
Absolutely.
Dr. Borelli, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.